Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 2nd of April. Economists are in the unfortunate position of knowing what they do not know. Today, US President Trump is expected to announce the biggest increase in US consumers' tax burden in peacetime history. The tax hike will be presented in the soon-to-be-paved-over Rose Garden at the White House, late afternoon US time. Raising taxes is always problematic for economic growth, but perhaps the biggest problem today is economists have no real idea what is happening. The erratic nature of US trade policy, uncertainty about whether legal procedures will be followed, the limited clarity about what the end objective is, have all conspired to maximize uncertainty. Even after today's announcement, there will be speculation about how long the trade taxes might last, given Trump has retreated very rapidly from several tax announcements already. Firms, industries, or countries will no doubt seek a patronage-type deal from the Trump administration, creating further exemptions in exchange for concessions, real or imagined. But the success of those deals depends on political and personal relations, which are not readily modelled in an Excel spreadsheet. Added to which, there is a lot less certainty about the way in which US companies and consumers will react to the tax hikes. History offers only a limited precedent. The nature of global trade is far more complex today than it was even 20 years ago. Consumers' acceptance of inflation risks are different to what they were even 5 years ago. Does this uncertainty matter? It does. If economists, who are obviously all-seeing and all-knowing, are uncertain, then businesses and consumers will be even more uncertain. The longer there is uncertainty about the future, the greater the risk that businesses and consumers will delay economically important decisions. Those decisions, which if delayed, can produce negative economic consequences that take on a momentum of their own. Political certainties in the states are also shifting. The Republican Party won two special elections in Florida for seats for the US House of Representatives. That increases the notional majority that Speaker Johnson has to work with. However, the margin of victory in both elections was dramatically lower than in last year's regular election, in spite of emphatic endorsements by Trump, which may make controlling individual Republican members of Congress with small majorities more difficult. The behavior of individual members of Congress is likely to become more relevant to markets as they assess policy risks. Away from today's tax increases, financial markets have relatively little to focus on. US factory and durable goods orders for February seem somewhat academic in advance of whatever is going to be happening today. There are a few ECB speakers, but markets seem settled on the idea of a rate cut in April. US Federal Reserve Governor Kugler speaks on inflation expectations, and that, of course, has some relevance in the current climate. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.